Everybody, it's Angel. I have to tell you, this last week, I have absolutely just been such a happy girl. I have been beaming because I have gotten so many awesome responses from people about an audio I posted last week called Toilet Selfies and Cum Tributes. It was such a good feeling to know I could help people. I got messages from people saying that it felt like I was talking directly to them. That gave them comfort in, they'd been playing with the idea of recording or not, and now they feel confident enough to record, and, just a whole bunch of really neat positive things, and, it was really cool. So thank you for those. Thank you for listening if you did. That kind of inspired me to talk about another topic, that is near and dear to me, I guess. I've been recording my audios for a while now, a few years, and everyone approaches sex differently, and we all have like our reasons for why we want to be sexually aroused or edge or come as many times as we possibly can, or, you know, all those, we all have our personal reasons. I am kind of like the Hulk. Instead of always angry, I am always horny. I know that sounds like something a girl would say because she just wants attention. And I mean, by now, if you know anything about me, I really like attention, but I got shit to do. I have goals in life and a job and a little bit of a life, and I even kind of have this boy I kind of like. Well, guy, man, he's man. I mean, boy, that's, no. Anyways, so being horny all the time really isn't ideal, but who I am. It's part of me, and so I've kind of had to learn to control it and balance it, and I've come up with some really strict rules for myself because I know that to really enjoy sex, I need love and monogamy and passion and trust and all that stuff. But that's just me. I just know myself, and that's enough about me. I want to talk about you. Do you know what you need and what you want and what turns you on and your kinks? And, you know, is it an everyday thing? Is it an every other day thing? Is it once a week? Is it a spin of the wheel when you wake up in the morning kind of thing? I'm asking these questions because, I have notes in front of me because I would talk and talk and talk on just random stuff if I didn't. But anyways, I'm asking these questions because when you make these audios, everyone who clicks on your audio is clicking on it for an escape from reality. They want to get lost in your words, lost in your thoughts, and all of those very sexy noises you're gonna make. And so, you know, that's why we make audios. We want to give that to them. I'm saying I'm a lot. I apologize. But if you are turned on, if you are not turned on when you're recording your audio, then you really can't expect anyone listening to be turned on by it. So that's all about, you know, knowing what turns you on and, also in recording things, not just to record, but, you know, there's weeks that go by where I don't record an audio, and it's not because I'm not horny, it's just I'm not in the mood to record anything, and I am so much more about quality than quantity. Like, I want to share something I'm happy about sharing, and not, okay, well, they are, like, filling my inbox with questions. Where'd you go? It's been, you know, how many days? And that sucks. And yes, I feel bad in a way because, and even though I really shouldn't, I do because I like being reliable. I like people knowing that they can, you know, come every week, come every week with me some way. So what I would do is I always keep a notebook. I have lots of filthy, dirty notebooks, with just random thoughts whenever the time, like, just hits me something dirty. I'm like, oh, that could be a good audio idea. That could be, you know, and then there's times where I'm like, I really want to record something. And I'm like, crap, well, I don't know what I want to record. So then it's to the notebooks. And, usually that will do it. Lots of inspiration there. But anyways, sorry, I'm moving pages around. I really just don't want you to feel like you have to do anything because it's just, you don't want to force yourself and you don't want to feel like forced to make something. But also, this was the big thing I wanted to mention. I kind of am working up to it. I don't even know if this has a good flow to it, but they're just thoughts I really wanted to share with you guys. I don't want you to do something in your audios or in your stories or in your scripts or whatever you're creating just because a lot of other people do it or a lot of other people think it's sexy and so you really want to be mainstream and follow. We all are unique individuals and we all get turned on by different things. We all have different vocabularies and we all describe things differently. We all have certain words that we use and don't use. Like, I always say cock. I never say dick. It's not because I think anything's wrong with that word. It's not part of my, it doesn't come out naturally. I always say pussy. I never say cunt or any other word just because I really like saying the word pussy. I just do. I like saying the word fuck a lot. I say it a lot when I'm getting off. It's just, it's, and it's really cute because I bite my lip before I say it. And so, you know, but we all have our reasons for why we say things. But just because a lot of people say something doesn't mean, you know, if you have a certain word, some people are really uncomfortable with certain words. And so don't feel like you have to use it. Use the word you're comfortable with using. I've only done like 2 or 3 scripts from people and I've asked their, you know, permission to reword a few things just because, I mean, not because they did anything wrong with it. Their scripts were fantastic. It just wasn't a natural way for me to say things. But also, don't feel like you need to cover the same topics everyone else does. Even if, you know, if a lot of people are getting, I mean, some people like to pander towards what's really popular, which is awesome and it's fun. And I like giving my listeners what they want, but, I have this thing I do that really isn't mainstream and really isn't universally thought of as sexy. And I giggle, especially giggle when I come. When I have an orgasm, I giggle. I laugh. I do it every time. It is not forced. It is not something I'm just, people think it's fake or some people think, oh, she's laughing at me. No, I'm not. It's not that. Why would I want to, there's nothing sexual to me in my head when I think of giggling. That's like, oh yeah, that's hot. No, that is not universally sexy at all. But it's what I do. And I can't help it. And so I am the girl that giggles. And I know I'm not alone. I know there's a couple other people that do it too. So that's very nice and exciting. And I get messages from people, oh my God, thank God you do that too. Because I thought I was the only one and I thought I was really weird. I've just had to accept it. And I know there's times where, right when I started, people were just really cruel about it. They're like, that's so weird. You know, they're, well, they weren't just like, that's weird. They sent meaner things than that. But, and I remember at the beginning, I even made one or two audios where I really forced myself not to giggle. And I didn't enjoy it. I'm thinking about that more than I'm thinking about just having fun, sharing my fantasy, and getting off. And that's not fun. So, you know, some people are going to like it. Some people aren't. It's just like, I don't like fish. I don't eat fish. I don't eat anything that comes out of the ocean. I don't go to the ocean and say, you have horrible things to eat in there. I just don't eat them. And so, you know, you can't please everyone. But just because you have something unique, and something you do that maybe some people don't think is sexy, if that's just part of you, if that's just what turns you on, if that's just how you get turned on, if those are your thoughts or your vocabulary, you know, just be you and own it. Own yourself, be proud of it, and have fun. So like if you squawk like a seagull or snort like a bull, you know, in the throes of passion, then that's you. It's okay. And I promise you, someone's gonna find it and think it's amazing and so hot, and they're gonna come over and over and over again listening to you. And most likely there's gonna be a lot of someones. There's gonna be many people that are like, wow, that's hot, and I've never heard that before. So be confident. That's always sexy. Sex is a weird thing, and we all do it differently. So just do what turns you on. Your listeners just want to hear you enjoying yourself. They want to get lost in you. And so have fun, and don't feel like you have to do what everyone else does or what it feels like everyone else is doing, because we're all just doing our own thing. We're all just enjoying ourselves and creating things for people to enjoy. So good luck. I hope you all have a wonderful week. And yeah, I just wanted to send some support out there for you guys and all of us unique beings that are very sexual. So I hope this made sense. I'm kind of rambly tonight. So, but all right, everybody, take care. Bye.